You hear this?
Don't adjust the cameras. Don't adjust your phones. Don't adjust your TV sets. The realness is back. And we have a lot to get into today as Brother Hugh pops in. We have a very, very, very special night this week in professional wrestling. That's what today's show is about. Not to mention, we have a very, very special birthday to celebrate. That's right. Tonight is the Belt King's birthday, Brandon the Guy's. Guys, enjoy the celebration. And much more, including TKO Group Holdings, the merger between WWE, UFC, and so much more. Yes, yes. There's a brief pause, but that's okay. Because trust me, it may not be a Wrestling Realm podcast party, but tonight we gonna celebrate. Right after this.
Yes, sir.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
Wait for it. Welcome to the Wrestling Realm Now podcast, where we take a deeper dive in the world of professional wrestling. No. That was my Shredder voice. You can watch all of our Wrestling Realm content anytime on youtube.com/The Wrestling Realm. I like that Razor Ramon thing. Hey, yo, that was tough. I am your host, the realness, the Wayne Allen, the realness himself. He is your host. Brother Hugh has the third, H to the A to the S, T to the H to the E, 3 to the R, to the D. He is your host, Hollywood, Brian H. Waters. And last, but certainly not least, the man we are celebrating tonight,
yes, the guy,
the Belt King himself, Brandon, the guy, host of the newly touted greatest show on YouTube today, Championship Culture, coming up soon in a minute as I finish the logistics. You can follow us. Oh, yeah, it's plenty of that. You can follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, Twitter. I said Twitter. It's like X, whatever you want to call it. Who cares? And Facebook, at Russ and Rum. Like, subscribe, and engage in a conversation with us. You can also stream and download all of our audio content on Anchor, Stitcher, Podbean, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. You can watch and subscribe to our Twitch channel at The Wrestling Realm. Well, do people even know we have a Twitch channel? Like, trust me.
I know I ain't gamed in over a year, but no, I think
it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been
I just remember when 2K came out.
Well, speaking of 2K, you can spend 2K on WrestleRum.com. That's right. It would help us out a bunch. Head over to WrestleRum.com where you can purchase all of our Wrestling Realm merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, and more. So if you want to support us and come out the closet and be a proud wrestling fan. That's right. We have a lot of closeted wrestling fans. They pretend like they don't like wrestling, but then you spark up a good conversation and all of a sudden they start talking things that you didn't think they knew about. You can display it on when you're proud wrestling fan t-shirt on WrestlingRum.com. Sorry, I got the chuckles. It's going to be a funny night.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can subscribe to our Patreon channel at Wrestling Realm for exclusive shows and bonus material. There's so much that we can't say on the show. There's so many stories that we can't tell. But Patreon is the place. That's the place where you can hear those stories. You can subscribe for just as low as $1. That's right. We are going to be ramping up Patreon really, really soon. We're going to start really creating content and doing so much more. Brandon, should I talked earlier, and I think we might have a plan in place. So trust me, Patreon.com is coming. Patreon.com/wrestling_realm. Don't forget the underscore.
Go ahead.
What you about to say?
Nah, because you're going into it, and then I'm going to come back with the news I just seen. But it follows right after this.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my segue. Speaking of Underscore, if you want to enjoy the scores at live events, concerts, and games, you see what I did there? Head over to SeatGeek.com and use promo code Wrestling Realm to save yourself $20 off any one-time purchase using promo code Wrestling Realm. Yes, so if you have never used this promo code before and you want to purchase tickets to live events, concerts, sporting events, and more, do yourself a favor. Tickets are expensive these days. Save yourself $20 off your purchase. If you have never used this code before, you can use it one time. And one time is all you need. Wrestling Realm. All one word, no spaces. Brian H., you were saying something?
I mean, I just looked on Twitter. Uh-oh. I know there's some Baltimore Orioles fans out there. Brother, you must be knowing what I'm about to say.
Because we just got
it is September. And in September, they make the call-ups. And they are calling up the number two overall pick for the 2020 draft.
Hurston. Hit the horns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit the horns. Heston Kerstad is coming to the Orioles as we make this push to World Series. So, look, y'all know y'all want to be in Camden Yards. See, I wasn't there in 2014 when they clinched, you know. I was, you know, up north, up in Connecticut. But I tell you this, if it comes down to it, me and Brother Hugh going to be in the building. And we're going to be in the building when they clinch, because I need to be there. I need to be there crying, having an ugly cry face like the dude had the cry face when CM Punk returned. You know, I need to have that cry face there.
And I'm getting all the footage.
Because I'm ready. So, yeah, but y'all want to join me. So go to SeatGeek and just drop in the code Wrestling Realm and save $20 on your season. And here's a hack. Here's a hack for y'all. Just create a new account. If you already used the code before, we're not doing that. They say things like throw stuff in the box. So flex zone, the word O's when referring to my Baltimore Orioles is in the box.
Wait a minute. You said the O's, you mean the number one team in the American League?
Exactly.
Orioles? Oh, okay. Yep. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yep. You're throwing an H over their name. Please check your running back.
Ooh. Oh, ouch.
See, oh, I take shots. I'm sorry. But when it comes to the Orioles, and if I got to make a choice, you know, that's the team right there all day, baby.
I don't know what it is about Brian H. wearing this Razor Ramon shirt, man, but his machismo is 1,000. and he's just not playing any games with anybody. But
yeah, he's feeling himself tonight.
Bad times don't last, but you bad guys do.
He was like this every season. Oh, no.
That was
at the end. What I was saying.
You couldn't even score a run.
He was like, this video game. Oh no, they Duke. Oh wait a minute, that's not a whole episode.
The whole episode. Look, shout out to Siendo, she was cooking. Brother Brandon came late to the party, but he would have loved this one because she was going digging deep in the TNA. I'm talking, what's his name? Skipper? Elix Skipper Eli days.
Elix Skipper.
Yeah, Elix Skipper. Elix. Yeah, we Monty Brown, the beautiful people, you know. So shout out to them. So yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, but that'll be on YouTube on, we're still on Twitch, but it'll be on YouTube on Wednesday.
Okay. I can catch it from the beginning. Good.
Yeah, but you catch it from the beginning on Twitch. You got it to a week. Just like when y'all subscribe to the Wrestling Realm Twitch channel, you can watch this show for up to a week and watch it there. And you can also check out some of the clips from previous Wrestling Realm episodes as well as previous gaming clips of me playing. You got a couple you probably got
a whole lot of
these up in there. So,
oh wow, there we go. You took me back.
That's it.
As soon as that song went back to 2000s. Question is there a way, Brian Ace, we could do like a live stream and play the game together?
I haven't figured that out. Only because on not the old ones.
We need, why not the old ones? Because we need to go back and we need to play No Mercy. We need to play WCW.
Well, actually, yeah, if we got to be side by side.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got to make that happen. They haven't figured it out online, but yeah, you know, I'm still, I know what y'all say, but look, I'm still Team SmackDown 2.
It is. There it is.
Over No Mercy.
So let me get it straight. So you played... never mind. We're not going to do this. So you played No Mercy. I'm going to talk to myself out loud. So you played No Mercy, and then you still chose SmackDown 2? That's okay. Well,
Of the story modes, man. But this is...
Okay. You did say that.
He did say that.
Yeah. But this is great as advertised. You know what the problem is?
What's that?
Let me talk to you. It's still better than this.
Oh geez. Well, we'll get into that.
But the game was fun. Everybody said the game was fun.
It's fun, but then afterwards, you know what? It's also our level of gaming and gaming intellect. No Mercy, they come all the way down to the ring.
Yeah, kind of.
They don't come down to the ring on none of these.
Well, that's just
none of these games. Like, bro, what are we doing? Even Attitude, they came down to the ring. These games, they don't come all the way down to the ring. Adrenaline in my soul, something, Cody Rhodes, and that's it.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay.
I mean, you might as well take me back to arcade game where, you know, at least it's been fun. And don't forget, there goes the neighborhood in your house.
But, I love that game for no reason. Like, I come from a generation where I got so excited about games because of the artwork on the front cover, and then it just never lived up to it. But that was one of those games that I just enjoyed. First of all, I had Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. Mr. Perfect
on commentary?
Yeah. But you know who was on commentary last night?
Yeah.
The Belt King himself.
Having these segues tonight.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm back. I'm on fire. First of all, let me say this. I'm gonna talk about, and I keep taking Ashley's line. I swear, I keep saying, let me say this. She doesn't watch the show, so it doesn't matter. Man, you know how disappointed I was that I missed my guy D Willie on Championship Culture. First of all, I feel like I produced 5% of this show because I remember this idea. Even though Brother Brandon and Brother Hugh had already had this in the works, I mentioned it, and they was like, "Bro, it's already in the mix." And I was like, "I missed the show." And I miss my guy because I was going to tear the comments to shreds. Like, I was going to try to do my best to just disrupt the show with the shenanigans. It's because Drew Willingham from Sertoba Media, because the struggle is real to be awesome. I was going to just cause a stir, but I wasn't able to be. But I did go back and watch it this morning. And I mean,
I was waiting for you.
Listen to me. The guest series is one of my favorite parts. This is seriously like, Championship Culture is one of my favorite shows. I look forward to it every week. First of all, because I'm a belt guy. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that Brother Brandon and Brother Hugh, they don't even fill us in on what the show's gonna be about until literally that day. So when I saw it, I marked out, and then Brian, they saw it. He's like, "What is he marking out?" And he saw it and he flipped out too. Drew Willingham is one of the fastest rising up and coming media personalities in the world of sports today. And he fits so perfectly into everything that we do, even on Championship Culture. And I'm glad that we had a chance to get him in. We've been trying to get him, on for a Wrestling Around Podcast party, but our schedules have been conflict. So definitely shout out to you, Brother Brandon. Shout out to you, Brother Hugh. And definitely shout out to my guy, Drew Willingham, man. You guys did an amazing job. And I got some follow up because, I have notes. Every time I watch it, I have my notes. And, but yeah, Brother Brandon, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about Championship Culture and what the latest episode was about.
Well, sometimes when you take on certain belt topics, you might need to bring in some help. So for the other belt, which I'm going to say this, and this will make
first,
you happy.
First of all, I don't mean to interrupt you because you're the birthday boy. We're going to celebrate. But you definitely sound like Triple H talking about bringing back X-Pac. you need to build an army, you need to look to your blood. Uh-huh. You need to look to your buddies. You need to look to the click.
Some topics just work better when it's you got some help. Because, I had to do that for talking about, looks can be deceiving. I had to do that to argue about the big eagle versus the wing eagle. But this yesterday with Drew Willingham was just about part one of the other belt. There is a sequel coming. It might be a three. What is it called? The three part. I haven't decided yet, but there is a part two coming.
A trilogy, there you go.
Yeah, part one was definitely trying to establish what defines the other belt. What does the other belt mean? When does the other belt become important? Was the other belt in the wrong time? To answer all these questions, check out the last episode of Championship Culture. And we posted some questions on Twitter, And I think we broke Twitter for a little bit because clearly when everybody saw the European belt, it was like D-Lo memes came out of the woodworks. It was like, oh.
I think you were very very disrespectful about that. But listen, I'm going to let you finish because I have notes. I'm not joking. I wrote notes down.
I wasn't disrespectful about it.
Because I was like, wait a minute. What is this about?
Hold on. Before y'all start cooking.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say this because y'all go cook. But I want to take a real quick segment to put my brother over. Because, you know, there's
brother Brandon, the belt king.
Yeah, the belt king. The King Virgo, the Brandon, the guy, the guy who rescued me, who saved my WrestleMania 17 experience. Oh my
gosh. It's your birthday. Make some noise.
Right. I would sing, but you know I can't, so I ain't gonna do that to you. Like look, brother Brandon came to my group's anniversary one time, right? And he was like, man, by the time y'all had to sing, I had to leave. I felt like I got a bunch of dark matches and didn't even get to the main event.
Bro, that's how they be though.
I'm glad somebody else felt that way.
No, it's like an AEW dark show, bro. It's only 15 matches, and then you get to the
He came, him and his mom, it was your mother or your aunt, one of the two, and it was being the supportive brother that he is. But so let me tell y'all, I stay on the YouTube, and I see like these belt shows and these shows that talk about belts with their horrible graphics. I wish I had Nas music. Insert Ether beat in here, somebody. But you know, brother Brandon and him and brother Hugh, they take the time to do the research. Not only are they going to talk about the design of the belt, not the way it looks, the how many, you know, different versions of. Not only going to talk about that, but they're going to talk about why the belt was important. The intelligence. Mm-hmm. He's not just somebody who just has a bunch of belts and can't tell you nothing about them, you know, because I walked the streets of Detroit and I see some cool people with their belts and they call themselves a belt group. And that was cool. That was nice. But brother Brandon, here you're going to get the history. And this is the reason why y'all should tune in to Championship Culture, because I'm pretty sure even if you're not a belt collector, you love wrestling and you're going to get a very important history lesson of the favorite your championship belt, like the way they broke down the European title and took us to who wore it and why they wore it and whether, you know, the like you said, the wrong era and stuff, but like the other belt, and that was the perfect title, especially when they, you know, brought up the Iron Man match from ROH, and you know, and I did not realize how beautiful the digital championship was. And like I've seen it, and it's like, oh, okay. But you know, so that's the reason why y'all go ahead and carry on. But I want people to know this is the reason why you should tune in to the show. I ain't just saying this because it's his birthday. You know, we go celebrate. You know, this is his birthday and whatnot. But you know, he's 35. No, I mean, excuse me, 25 today. But
I was gonna give him 27. Right. 25 is good.
Yeah, you go get a good history lesson. And you know, let me tell y'all. See, I told you I know brother Brandon for over 20 years. He gonna do his thorough research. He gonna obsess over something in a good way, not in a bad way. Obsess is always used as a bad term, but when you tune in, you know you're gonna get a good history, and that's the reason why people tune in every week. And the audience just keeps growing, and you got people we've never heard of. They stepping in and they say, "Oh, wait, this is good. We need to see Brother Brandon on Wednesday nights as well." So, folks, we're gonna let y'all have Brother Brandon. We're gonna celebrate. But I had to put that out there. It was cooking here, so I had to get it out before. Now, y'all go ahead and carry on.
You know what? You know what, Brandon? You know what?
That was perfect. It's because for those who want to follow up on what Brian Nation just said, youtube.com/the wrestling room, check the playlist Championship Culture so you can go back and watch this episode. Brian Nation, I couldn't have said it better my goddamn self. Everything you said was absolutely stupendous and stupiferous. The way the fact that him and Drew Willingham were coming, like when they sat there and they were talking about the Ring of Honor Pure Championship. And Drew just snapped and went into that complete history of the only reason why, like, it was really, like, known in the first place. I was like, yo, what is Drew? Was he in the green room, or was he at the production meeting, or what?
Right.
I was blown away by it. But listen,
let's take him back behind the curtain. Let's take people to production school. Brother Raj was there, so he can co-sign. It's not just
Brandon's trying to keep his cool. He's trying to keep his cool Fridays, but just go ahead. let it rip, brother.
Because the thing that him and brother Hugh do, right? It's not just, oh, I think I'm going to have a guest here. Oh, I just think I'm going to get this person because they got a show and, you know, they got an audience. So let's bring them over here and hope we can, you know, clout chase. Let's call it for what it is. No, it's like, okay, it's a lot of fitting. Okay, does this person fit here? This person fit there? It's the reason why, like you said, like, Brother Brian, I'm going to bring you on the Winged Eagle versus the Big Gold. I mean, the Big Eagle, because Brother Brandon knew that that was one of the first belts that he had. And I was like, yo, I got to get a picture with that before I got my own. So it's always, it's a method behind each madness. And this is the stuff like me and the real Dwayne Allen been doing since 2011. And then it just, you know, like I said, they hook it, you know, like, you know, shout out to the good professors at Morgan State University who said, you know, especially that one, what's that lady named Valentine, who was like, what's that wrestling stuff y'all do? Oops! But, you know, I ain't going to take no more shots.
That the brand. Patreon.com/wrestling_.
Oh, that's the...
Because we're going to tell that story. They pissed us off. And Brother Brandon,
I think they need to hear that. Yeah.
Now, we're going to tell that story.
I want to hear that one. Can we go from after dark for that one?
Nah, because you know how fired up I get. Brother Brandon, you remember when you was going to sign us up for the internships after you started with RCW? He's like, listen, y'all need interns. They told us that we wasn't eligible to do that because it didn't make sense. Anyways, we're not gonna go sour. And then listen, but we kept receipts though, because we kind of took shots at him and our and our capstone project, because we knew she was gonna be judging the thing, and she was one of the judges. And now mind you, we went from having probably A to a B minus because of the stuff we said in it. And it was a direct shot at her.
Bro, they gave us an 89. A freaking 89, and I know other people who got A's. I know our projects was better than theirs during college and post college.
Here's was one of the things I'm gonna say. She used to be a associate producer for like Basketball Wives, and another show that came on Lifetime. It's something else, and I made sure to mention that in our promos during our Capstone project. So I'm just leaving it at that. Like this, you thought I'm bad now. Imagine when I was in my 20s. I was a lot more fired up. Anyway. bro, listen. That era of my life, you fool. Hey, you think I don't care now? I'm civilized now. Jesus help me. Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, Patreon.com.
That's how we celebrate Brother Brandon.
No, we gonna celebrate it.
This is what y'all been doing. I didn't realize y'all love championship culture as much.
Listen
as
to me. That
oh,
is
please.
Yo, I didn't realize what time it was. I said, oh, shoot. Like, I was doing something important. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, oh, crap. I missed the goddamn show. And I did not want to miss with Drew, the king of shenanigans, on the show. But it's okay. We're going to figure it out. Couple of notes. Mm-hmm. This is how much I love WrestleRum now in championship culture. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you watch championship culture, there's a section of the show where Brother Brandon and Brother Hugh, they put this segment, it's like a rapid fire question and answer, where they mention the title that they're speaking on, and then you have to name the person that you most associate with it. Therefore, I have my own list, and because I wasn't on the show last night, and the comments put it there, I saved my list, and I'm going to break it down now.
Don't remind me. This reminds me when Kwame Brown started doing all his hot takes, and then the dude went out and finally bought a microphone. I was like, oh, he's serious.
I'm going to go ahead. And I'm going
to
put
the fact that he has his dunks.
I'm not joking. I made these early. I said no. I was like, no.
Hey, remember when Brandy had notes with her and Monica? She kept doing a poem, doing their verses. She
exactly.
Said, I got notes.
I have notes. So okay. Let me go ahead and say what I'm thinking.
I got some music in here.
You got something? Hold on.
Something.
Listen. You have no idea what I've been up to. And
the fact that he said, I'm going to participate a day later. Yeah,
you're not getting it. Like, I was like, no, I'm going to go back and review, because I did this last time. I said, okay, so let me tell you. Brian, this is going to cue me in. Whatever he's going to just let us.
Right, yeah, let's just rock with this one.
Okay, all right, go ahead. All right, there we go. That's a clap. This is one of my original wrestling takes. First, European Championship. You have a little shake with the European Championship. Little Brown / Shane McMahon. The Ring of Honor Pure Championship. Who do I must associate with it? Daniel Bryan. The never open weight championship if New Japan Pro Wrestling, Shibata. The Impact Digital Media Championship, Brian Myers. And Brandon had the nerve to say, yeah, you know, Brian Myers and America, they were good, but they could have done so much more because the Booker man is still booking.
because the X Division overshadowed.
There it is.
X Division was so hot, they couldn't compete with it. They were a backseat to the X Division. But had the X Division not been that good, they would have been able to do more.
Well, listen, that you talk about an angry rant. This night is full of throwbacks. Listen, we haven't even gotten to the show. we're gonna move forward because Brother Brandon's gotta get up early tomorrow. But he's not getting away from this one. We're gonna celebrate. You heard what Brother Hugh what Uncle Rod said earlier. He's gonna say, "Yep, Dwayne's
why
back."
Why is he making that face?
Uncle Rod says that means we're gonna be until 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what? We might be. So you're too late now, it's already live. You can't go anywhere. And last, I'm gonna leave it at this one, is the All Atlantic Championship. I'm gonna say Pac. Neville was the guy. The way he carries championship belts, he's the guy that I'm most associated with it. I think he was the perfect guy to put it on. I don't think he did enough with it. Because Pac doesn't want, he just wants to wrestle and go home. He's not a responsible guy. So there's my notes for that. I just want to put my 2 cents in because I didn't get the opportunity to do it last night, but it's okay though, because I got my 2 cents.
We appreciate your 2 cents. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being appreciated.
He's gonna make a graphic about that. You do realize that, right?
No, it's listen. The minute I saw his face, the minute I saw Brother Hugh's face, the wheels are turning. Usually this is the part of the show, but one more time, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen it, yes, head over to Wrestling Realm. YouTube.com/WrestlingRealm Championship Culture Playlist, The Other Belt. This is apparently going to be a trilogy, so I'm looking forward to part two and part three. But before we get into celebrating Brother Brandon, and before we get into the chunk of tonight's show, sorry, we've been here for almost 30 minutes, and this is what we got a lot of catching up to do, because first of all, let me say, I was disappointed I missed last week's show. Oh my goodness. I was so ready to talk so much trash and just troll Brother Brandon to the point where I want him to get so mad and this everything, but you guys did a good. Brian East is a lot nicer than I am, and it's like, if I'm here, he feels safe to be the heel, but if I'm not, it's like, oh, let me be responsible. And you guys did an excellent job.
Drive, you know, it's hard to be the heel when you're driving,
and you're actually right, and I respect it. That's why I was so disappointed, because I was like, dang it, I wanted to piss Brandon off, but it's okay though. You guys did an excellent job. But let me say this real quick about you know what? Forgot my train of thought. Just going to move on. Anyways, tonight we want to wish a very special happy birthday to Brother Brandon. Now, to celebrate Drew being on your show, I was going to prepare a bunch of shenanigans, right? So my intention was that there's a part I just remember what I was going to say. See, I'm getting back in the flow of things. It's been a week. I was going to say I was going to clip off a piece of the show. And you know what my favorite part of last night's show was, when Brother Brandon was like, and fans are always saying, oh, the belts is not something. He made this comment. He was making a comment and he made his fan voice. And I was like, bro, it just reminded me of Jericho go, oh, a little bit of the bubbly. And I was like, I'm going to clip that off, and I was going to put it on repeat and just let it run and let it run and let it run. It's coming. It's just not coming today. Don't worry. But we're gonna celebrate Brandon in a second. But Brandon is one of those guys where he thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and he's smarter than a lot of people. But he's not fooling me. So first of all, before we celebrate Brandon, where is it?
Where's what?
See, he thought nobody was paying attention. I saw it. Okay.
Who did you talk about?
Cut the crap. Brian, did you catch it? This is what he does though. This is what he does though. He's, you know, this is what he does. Yeah, okay. So because I'm sitting there and I'm watching, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, he think nobody noticed, huh? Where is it? We want to see it. About? Okay, so now you're gonna play like, listen, Brian, do you know one of my favorite Intercontinental Championships is?
Yeah. The
do you know what one of my favorites is?
Oh my gosh!
Wait, the black one?
No, yes.
The Reggie Parks one?
Yes, but there's another Intercontinental Championship that I really really love, and it got retired recently. It's the IWGP
Intercontinental
Championship, right? And it's something about it being on that white strap.
Uh huh. Yeah?
That white strap, and having all that championship bunting around the top. I think, man, this is a really, really prestigious, classic, you know, really, you know, looking title.
Uh-huh.
And if I was a betting man, right? You know, the Belt King does Belt King things. He has an intergalactic wrestling realm championship. He has his regular world heavyweight championship. And I think if I was a betting man, it would only make sense for him. Look how he's.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sweating. The guy's trying to wipe it off. And I noticed something on the intro yesterday. I'm watching Championship Culture and I'm like, did he think nobody was going to notice that? So I'm going to ask you again, Brother Brandon. Where is it? There it is. I knew this guy was up to something because he made a comment a while ago. He's like, oh, yeah, wait till I have something next. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what do you consider this one with the white? Is that completely white or what is it? Is it cream and eggshell?
It's all white.
All white. What do you consider this championship?
That's a look beauty. At
it. It looks clean on white, doesn't it?
Yeah. What y'all, do you consider if y'all listening, y'all got to go. Well, if you listen on Spotify, you can look at it on the video part. But if you listen on Apple, go to YouTube right now. 30 minutes and 50 seconds.
Brandon, let me describe to you for those who are listening, because I'm a storyteller. This is what I do. Brother Brandon is holding his coveted, personally designed wrestling room championship belt that he has got, which is his third wrestling room championship on a white strap. His singles title, not the tag team titles, on a white strap. I knew he was going to do something because he made a comment a while ago, and I was like, nah, he's up to something. He's finna come up with something crazy. And that's where it is. And he put it in the intro, Brownish, thinking nobody was going to notice. I'm a belt guy, not paying attention to details. I'm like, bro, he's not going to get me. I know what I'm looking at. And I was like, I literally saw it, and I was like, oh, so he's just going to casually put it in the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody's going to notice. When did you get that title? And what made you decide to put on a white strap? And what do you consider that?
Buy himself birthday gifts.
We're not playing a happy birthday song until he tells everybody when he got this. When he got this championship title.
So you like this?
I do. It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, what were you thinking? When did you get it? Why? And what do you consider this? Because I don't want to give it the wrong name.
I haven't figured out what the actual name is. I was joking when I talked. It's the Hugh version because he likes the white strap as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I already got my Hugh version of a belt there, so I got to come up with another name. Mm-hmm. But let's just call it version 3 for right now.
Okay, that's fair because you know that it fits because you know we've had version 2 with the Undisputed Championship. You know there was a version 2, right?
This version 2, right?
That's version 2 right there. Look at that.
Okay, so this is version 2.
Dare you to wear all 3 of them one day. So 2 on the shoulder, 1 around the waist.
Oh, it's coming. It's going to happen.
And you're going to drop 20 pounds, and you're going to have muscles looking like Goldberg after you're done, because them things are absolutely massive. Look at that.
That black one is still hot, though. I ain't going to lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is a Bell King. And on that note, while he's carrying those things, ladies and gentlemen, join us in celebrating Brother Brandon for his birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a party. It's not the part Wrestling Rum Now podcast party. But guess what? We're going to buddy. Join us right now for this next 17 seconds. And I hope we don't get flagged on YouTube. But for Brother Brandon, who gives a goddamn? Brother Brandon, happy birthday, good brother.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
He's still
chill.
Photo credit to Hash the Third for that picture that was with the hue version and then my red version of his belt.
Absolutely. Of course, the graphic was amazing.
Yes.
Brother Hugh did an amazing job. As soon as I saw it, I said, snatch. I know what I'm doing with this. And I literally did that right before the show started. I said, let me get this done because I was like, I got to do something, man. But we just definitely wanted to, you know.
I'm mad that you caught on to it that quick, Dwayne.
I told you, you're not, you was not going to get me. But happy birthday
to you. But did you like the new intro? Did you enjoy the new intro?
It's dope. See, that's what I'm saying. I noticed that's where you messed up at because you put it in the new intro. I'm like, oh, I noticed this. This is new. And then I'm like, oh, so he thought he was going to slide that in without somebody paying attention. So,
yeah, because he came up with some, explosions, the Golden City. I said, oh, yeah, we got to put all this in there. The brothers are in there. And then I had to put the white strap in there. Version. It went version 1, 2, and 3. You saw that?
I noticed. Okay. So, once again, happy birthday, sir. How do you feel? Thank you. Feel you're 27 years old now. You're living a dream. You're living a life. You have your own show. So how does new show in all the professional wrestling and the wrestling community? You're doing your thing, brother. That's what's give us a few words. Go ahead. Give the fans a little speech.
Oh boy. All I'm gonna say is thank you. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the ideas, the comments. Couldn't do it without Hugh and his weird and demented mind. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Why you gotta be demented though?
He is. There's something right with him. He's, have you had a
what he meant to say was super producer. That's what I heard. Yes. That's what I heard.
But I can tell you, it's definitely a different. A year ago, if you would have told me I'd be doing this, I'd be like, "Yeah, you're crazy." So a lot has changed in a year. I appreciate it. I think that we're starting to scratch the surface, but we got to keep on digging because this belt community, and I'm surprised that you caught that, but you didn't catch the other thing because I threw another thing in there too, and you didn't catch that. But that was later in the show.
I might have caught it, might not have caught, but I was so blown by that part. Like, oh, so you just going to casually think you just going to slide that in, and I probably didn't even pay attention to the other one. So I trust me, you're most likely 100% correct.
I really appreciate it. If anybody has any ideas or something you want to see about championship culture, I know we need to do some championship lives like on a Sunday or Thursday, just in the moment we just talk belt talk, because did those at first and it seemed like they were very popular. People had a lot of questions. I just like giving insight and I like talking about belts. So yeah,
the first time you had Corey do a run in, he just brought Corey in and he just my kicks and my fix came through. Corey just jumped right in on the show. I remember that was one of the first ones that you that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely always a lot of fun.
Always a good time. I appreciate it. I love bringing the content to people. Because they clearly won it. So keep in mind, championship culture will be growing. It's just, we'll be staying. Just be on the look for new things. I think next week will be our ladies' night where we're going to talk about some of the women's championships.
Oh, boy. So, there you go. This is why the show is the show.
And it's crazy because I always say every belt has a story. And I'm finding out there's a lot of stories attached to belts. A lot. So it'll be interesting to see how we're going to pull the next couple weeks off. But we definitely going to have the other belt part two coming soon. Coming soon.
Yep. Absolutely.
I will most indubitably be looking forward to that. And, of course, Dylan Matthews has just sent us new championship culture, Brandon the Guy gifts to the WhatsApp. Shout out to you, Dylan Matthews. Thank you, brother. Unofficial producer of the show.
He don't miss.
As fast. Nope. Dylan don't miss. There you go. But you know what else I didn't miss last week, man? I heard CM Punk got fired, man. You were celebrating a little bit.
The craziest part, and Dylan doesn't even notice, my cars are white with black interior. That's the craziest part.
Right. what are the chances of that?
Right. That's the what when I first saw it, I was like, wait, is that my car? I was like, wait a minute.
So. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Look at that. Story attached, but I haven't gotten it yet.
I'll be glad. When Dylan get that world title, we doing a show just for him. Soon as he gets the World Heavyweight Championship, we're going to do a show just for him. Don't unbox or anything. Set it up as soon as you call it. We're going to record. We're going to do a whole show just about him with this belt. Because it's going to be epic when he gets this belt.
Oh man, it's listen to me, Brett. Listen, like I said, we appreciate everybody just kind of partaking the shenanigans as we celebrate our good brother and all the hard work that him and brother Hugh have they put in every week, and it's a reason why it has, like I said, one of the highest views on our YouTube channel, and it's growing so much each and every day. But with that being said, we might as well get into the goddamn show. Should we even ring the bell, Brian H, or should we just run? There it is. Bell has been rung. There's been a lot that's happened this week, good brothers. That's why the show has been titled This Weekend Pro Wrestling. Most recently, we know that Endeavor Sports is WWE and UFC has officially completed their merger to launch a new company containing both properties, now known as and publicly traded as TKO Sports Group Holdings Incorporated. Did you guys ever think that we would live in a world where Vince McMahon would no longer be the full owner of the WWE? And
no.
Yeah, you know, of course
no,
not.
And no.
I don't
know.
Hey, says something.
What's what you singing tonight?
It's the Razor Ramon shirt. It's the machismo. As soon as I saw it, I knew what it was. I said, bro, that is the Razor shirt. I like it personally. I think you should wear it more. We'll get other Razor Ramon shirts. But yeah, it's a I don't know exactly what it entails, but Brian said something to the group earlier. It was something to listen to, and he said it was a good listen, and I need to go back and listen to it, of course. But it talks about, I guess, a little bit more in detail what it actually means with this merger between WWE and UFC. But I guess my question to the good brothers and those who are watching and listening is this the right move? Is this a good thing or is it a bad thing? And what do you expect from? How do you expect the wrestling world, fans, community, WWE itself to kind of benefit from such a merger? I don't know why they merged. I don't know what the purpose of it is. And I'm sure that's all been detailed and explained. And of course, Vince McMahon, I keep mentioning his name. So my Wi-Fi goes out. It's my fault.
I think we should be good now. He'll own the company, right?
That might be it. That he's a nobody now.
I ain't go that far.
I don't know exactly what it entails, what it's for, but he pretty much said it was just time, and he made out. Like I said, he apparently he bought the company around estimated around $1 million that, of course, he had to borrow, and now it's worth, I guess, his cut of it was about $9.6 million that he made from the actual sale. So I let alone what everybody else probably made, you know, who had pieces of the pie, including, you know, the rest of the McMahon children, Linda, etc. What are you guys thinking? How do you guys feel about this WWE UFC merger to create this new entity, TKO Sports?
Well, more cross branding is coming, that's for sure.
You think so? Because I could have swore somebody was saying like, "Oh, it's not going to happen," blah blah blah. But you're convinced, brother Hugh, that it's going to be a lot more cross branding.
And then brother Hugh goes out.
Hugh goes out. So I'm saying this about the merger.
Sorry, brother Hugh, that's my fault.
Brother Hugh, you're in the background. We see you behind closed doors. I mean, behind the scenes on your secondary device.
There he goes.
He was cooking too.
He was loading up. Hold on. He's still on mute. Brother, he was ready to load up. He's ready.
So while he was getting this stuff together, let me say this. I think that from a business standpoint, it's moving the right way, because when we think about mergers or people absorbing things, like Marvel did it the wrong way when they sold off their characters to Sony. It hurt Marvel.
But wait. You think so?
Well, let me finish. It kept them afloat, but it hurt them until they were able to get them back. Because they kept them. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. I misunderstood what you're saying.
So when Disney brought them, and Disney has all of the characters, they're able to flourish. It was a better business model for them to have it under the Disney brand, so Marvel wouldn't have to go to Netflix and get a deal. Go to this place and get a deal. Go this place. Oh, I'll give you these three characters here. You go here, you go here. They say, okay, we're all under one umbrella. Let's make entertainment and make it for all the audiences, and we don't have to shop around. Mm-hmm. Where I think this is going to help with WWE and UFC, it's going to be a sports fan, and it's going to be a sports entertainment fan that they're going to market to. The only problem I see happening, AEW has been trying to do what Marvel did. Oh, I'll go to this person, I'll go to this person, I'll go to this person. but they're trying to benefit themselves, but they're really not. Because at the end of the day, you can have as much New Japan if you want, but New Japan got TNA too. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Impact. But UFC and WWE, let's be honest, they got some hardcore, diehard fans in UFC that as soon as you say a Brock Lesnar or Ronda Rousey in either company, it's going to bring eyes to the product. Mm-hmm. Who better in the scheme of things to do that? Just like it's only Marvel and Disney now, but as soon as you say Star Wars or X-Men, you got hardcore fans.
So oh, big time. Yes, indeed.
I think it's going to be a good thing for WWE because they couldn't have got this type of deal with a AEW, a New Japan, an Impact Wrestling. They were not going to get that. They wouldn't even got it with a Disney because it would have been, I think, all bad. But now it's an entertainment company that understands what they're doing and what their target audience will be and how to go with it. I just really hope that whoever, and I'm going to just say, you know, the man whose name shall not be renamed, stop touching belts. Leave those. Stop it.
Uh-oh.
The 24/7 belt was horrible and trash. That TKO belt was, it looked like you drew it on a piece of paper and said, make this. Go ahead. This is what I want. Give it to us in green. I was like, what is that? And I don't.
It was a mix between a WWE championship and a UFC championship. You wasn't feeling it?
Not at all. You could have came up with, I could have drew a better belt. I'm just saying.
Oh, that, oh we know.
Right. That's not fair.
Like, that's what we didn't even need that because it was distracting. Like, you have Bianca Belair right there. That's what you need to say, hey, look at this merger. Not, hey, look at this shit I'm holding my, I'm sorry, this stuff I'm holding my head. You know what I mean? Like,
fired up.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to say. Whoever's touching belt, stop it. Just let Triple H do the belts. He got this. He got a proven track record. He gave us, he won for one now with that world title, but I think it's going to be good. I'm interested to see what happens. And everybody said, oh, we're going to see this. It's going to be at least 6 months or a year before we see any kind of brand integration, anything. Yeah, budget cuts are going to come, but that's expected. Why would you have two different teams when you have one company now? Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you ain't going to get rid of 10 and 10 people. You might go down to, instead of 20 people, you might only have 15 people now doing the job that 20 people used to do. It's not going to be, oh, everybody's going to lose their job. Some people might get shifted to other portions of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. Anybody else?
I mean, it's different. One of the things I heard.
Brian isn't convinced.
Well, the CEO or the president, one of them said that they think their goal is to make WWE fans, UFC fans, and UFC fans, WWE fans.
Mm-mm.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, it's two different audiences. I would say, like, what made me interested in a couple UFC fights is when they take the pro wrestling elements. Sure. Y'all remember Cormier versus John Jones? And it was always like, because they were like legit hated each other and the back and forth. So that made me want to watch that fight. If they do more stuff like that, okay, maybe. And Dylan says that comment, Dana shot that comment down. Yeah, it's real different. Like, there's two different audiences. I'm not letting, I don't even hear kids talking about UFC. You know what I mean?
No,
we don't,
not at all.
WWE's primary audience, that's where their money is. But I don't even recall hearing teenagers say, yeah, man, I'm gonna go watch that John Jones fight or that Chris Weidman fight. You know, it's usually reserved for college students and, you know, young adults. But I'm interested to see what happens. Let's see.
But see, yeah, here's my question. Before you go do it, let me just say, so like,
no, go ahead.
I didn't know anything about UFC. I went to one fight one time, mm-hmm. and it was a different feel. I was like, this is actually kind of cool. Because when you hear UFC, I'm thinking they just going to be beating each other up, become bloody, battered. And I'm like, it might be cringeworthy to watch, but when I went to one, I was actually impressed. I'm like, this is cool now. It's just like if somebody takes you the first time to an independent show, you're like, I don't know who these people are. But they perform and they do well. You're like, oh, this is cool. This is different.
That's
how I felt at the UFC fight that I went to. I was like, this is actually not bad. But
I'm not a target audience. I feel the same way, too. I've never gotten in the UFC. I have a sour taste in my mouth for UFC. I blame it on my godbrother, my cousin. He's terrible. I've told the story 1,000 times. Like, he had
He had that. He had one of those Russell classic tapes, you know, from for what do you call it? What was it? What was the home video?
Blockbuster or Earl?
No, no, no. WWE's original
Coliseum video.
Thank you. The original video distributor, Coliseum video. It was, you know, one of those things where they did those compilation video things, and I've wrote about this 1,000 times. And he got it for his birthday sleepover. And we watched when we were younger. We was into it. But then when I got a little bit older, maybe a year or two later, I was really, really into wrestling. I said, yo, I want to watch that wrestling video you got from your sleepover. And I'm like, yo. He's like, no. It's I broke it. Like, I played it. It got stuck with VCR. But I got this other thing. I got it from Blockbuster. Trust me, it's tough. It's just like wrestling, but it's not wrestling. It's cool. You're going to love it. And I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? We go, and it's an old school UFC tape, because at the time, that's, they used to have those that, all in the same section there, like Hollywood, mm-hmm. you know, Blockbuster. And I was like, what is UFC? You used to see the old logo with the cage and stuff like that. And I was looking at it, and I was like, bro, I was so upset that it wasn't wrestling. Even if I did like it, I didn't give it a chance. I was so blown by it. Yeah. And even then, like, I was like, bro, I'm watching this, and all I want to see is wrestling. If I see a cage, I want to see a cage match. I don't want to see these guys in the ring. This is before they had rules and gloves and stuff. And don't get me wrong, I think there was a point in time in popularity where mixed martial arts was at its height, but I think it's not there anymore, because it has a short shelf life. It's mm-hmm. because you can only remain on top, but for so long, and after a while, it's like, well, it's not manufactured, it's real. You got to find the next big thing, and then what if you don't? So I don't know. What's so
funny about that story is, as many times I heard it, I don't know which one is still find funnier, you or his enthusiasm.
Bro, he was trying to sell me on, like, yo, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. He was sitting there just watching it. We on his parents' bed. He just like this. And I'm looking at him like, what is stank fest? Like, yo, we can't, like, I came to watch the wrestling tape, bro. Like, mm-hmm. but you know, it's just, I don't know. TKO Sports, WWE USC merger. I know something that we talked about. Oh, look, Dylan Matthews just like UFC 293 in Sydney was this past week was great. Well, I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. One of the things I'm looking for, and brother and Brian H talking about this earlier, was the potential of maybe the WWE network coming back, or some type of something where they may have their own TKO Sports Network type thing. And Brian H said the Universal deal is up in 2026, but I know they make a lot of money from that, but no offense, if they kicked out money, he whose name should not be mentioned, because every time he mentions his name, we have technical difficulties, walks away with $9.6 billion. I don't think they're really hurting, but I don't know. It's a business deal. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But just wanted to, you know, tap on that real quickly. Moving on.
We're going to do it that much money at this late in his age. Yeah, you know, come invest in wrestling realm.
He should have left it. Literally, like, his cash money could do a lot for us.
Right.
Just, or it's jet fuel, whatever you want to do.
Give me the tote that got all the belts in it that you don't use anymore. Just give me that.
Give the belt king the tote and all the belts that nobody uses anymore.
Got enough. Look,
Brian.
Well, listen, you take that when we take your replicas of
there you go. You get the real ones.
Right. You get the real ones. We get the replicas.
At first, I was with you, brother Brandon. Like, yeah, this would be good content. But then I turned and said, no, I'm with Brian H now, because y'all kind of
wow. Boy. They got a WWE channel in Australia. On their version of cable is basically free. Y'all already go to the town down under.
I think we need to.
I think I was about to say the same thing. I think it's necessary. Like, we wouldn't be.
I mean, when you look at shipping, the ship stuff there is easier just to fly down there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
My passport back.
There it is. Brian's got his passport back, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know because look how long it's taking for Dylan to get his belt.
That's
oh man. See,
we might get lost in transition.
Right.
Ah, man. Speaking of transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, we have a new NXT Women's Champion.
Oh,
I wasn't expecting this. And to listen to me, I knew it was a possibility, but I didn't see where it was coming from. And Becky Lynch is the new NXT Women's Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Good for business, bad for business. What say you?
That's great for business.
Why is it great for business? And then once you guys are done, I'm going to give my 2 cents on the matter.
So here's the thing. You look at the women's wrestlers down on NXT. They're good. They're very good. But there's no superstars down there just yet. When you look at this class, most of them, and I know somebody's going to correct me and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's just for the most part,
on as far as like in relevancy, mm-hmm. most, what, 5 years tops? when you look at like the when they really started really developing women's wrestling down there, right. You still had some legends like, okay, Becky Lynch had been wrestling at Shimmer. Bayley had been wrestling at Shimmer. They had been wrestling for over 5, 6, 7 years. You know what I mean? You have a lot of people like the former champion who was a NIL candidate or graduate. So you have a lot of them, you know, Roxanne Perez, somebody, you know, just in 2020, right here on the Wrestling Realm. Make sure you check out that interview in the Wrestling for the Culture section. You know, we was Brother Hugh and Brother Brandon. We was at, you know, her match at ROH at the final ROH show, you know. Like all these women, a lot of them are still young in the game. You need that. Yeah, you sent Dana Brooke down there, right? But Dana also went down there to find who she is, find Dana Brooke. So now you bring a Becky Lynch down there because the game has changed. When Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley, Becky, Emma, Nia Jax, all of them was down there, they was on WWE Network. So there wasn't the pressure of ratings and stuff, right? Because they wanted to do well.
I didn't even think about that, but that's also true.
Yeah.
They weren't on TV.
Before that was Hulu. Yeah. Now you're on USA. And the thing is, you got
a prime time slot.
Prime time. You get ready to go against all the NFL content shows. Mm-hmm. You get ready to go against the MLB playoffs, the NBA. So you need some home run hitters down there. It's like reason why you got Baron Corbin down there working with a Braun Breaker. Yeah, Braun has essentially done, like, he's been the guy in NXT for a while, but he ain't ready for the main roster.
No, not at all.
You know, and not for what you want him to be. Let's be real. If you just want him to be a solid hand, fine, sure, send him up there. But we all know they want Braun to be a superstar, but he's not ready for that yet. Same with a lot of women. So you send Becky Lynch down there, because especially if you're not ready for her and Rhea to cook yet, and you have her work with those women. Tiffany Stratton did amazing.
I was impressed with her.
Yeah, because you know we've seen this. We've seen this story where you got the well-established vet and then the rookie, and the rookie still trying to find themselves. They timid. Nah, she went out there. She owned the moment. I think she used to do gymnastics. So she's used to performing. So, you know, she's a collegiate level athlete. So she's the performer, but she went out there, did her thing. I think this is good for business. I would like to see Becky hold on to her for a little bit. I think the person, if I'm booking, which I'm not, thankfully, but if I'm booking, honestly, the person that would dethrone Becky Lynch wouldn't be a Tiffany Stratton. It would be a transition in Dana Brooke, because you can get Dana back to be taken seriously quicker on the NXT roster than you can on the main roster. Like, she's been losing matches, but she's been losing because she's been caught slipping. She get on the momentum, she can take it, and then I would go where Dylan is going, to a Cora Jade or a Roxanne or somebody. But then when I'm ready to bring Dana back up, she always has that over Becky. She can say, I took the NXT title from you. You know, but I want to see Becky cook with it for a little bit. So I'm very interested in this, but I love it. I think it's great for business.
No, I think everything you said made absolute perfect sense. I think I want to give kudos and shout out to Triple H and Shawn Michaels, as they've had to kind of revamp what developmental is, because NXT kind of early on was meant to be developmental, but then it kind of took on a life of its own with all the influx of the global and independent superstars. And then when those kind of ran out, you know, they found a way to say, let's merge the two, right? Let's find the balance where, before, you know, your independent superstars were almost 9 and 10 year vets that just made it to WWE at the time. So you didn't need to do that. And they had the star power for that smaller audience. And it made sense. Versus now, it's like, and then to me, it started with like Finn. When Finn went back to NXT during that time, it validated NXT. You know what I mean? Because Finn chose to be there. But then we saw Finn projected in a spotlight that we hadn't seen in a while. You know what I mean? Yep. And same thing, I feel they've continued with that kind of trend, especially with this modern version of NXT, because they're not afraid to say, okay, let's send these more experienced players. And it's heavy hitters. The Judgment Day, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, like, they're sending some heavy hitters to go down there and work with
the young talent. And you're right. That's what they need. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I appreciate Tiffany Stratton. Mm-hmm. But it's something about when you perform well against an established main event player that makes me go, okay, you just didn't do this against your college. You did this against somebody in the upper echelon of mm-hmm. the company. And it's I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if it's a bias, but it's like, I'm with you, Brian. At that point, I was like, okay, I'm taking you seriously now. Like, you went toe-to-toe with Becky Lynch. Like, you put forth an effort. It wasn't a squash match. But ultimately, especially the way she lost, it made sense. Because she looked like she made a rookie mistake. You know what yeah. I mean? She looked like yeah. she got beat by a vet. And I'm like, gosh, that makes perfect sense. Like, she don't look bad in losing. It doesn't look like she got buried. It's she like, oh, no, you got caught slipping.
Better than Raquel Rodriguez.
I think so.
Rhea Ripley.
No disrespect to Raquel Rodriguez, but.
At Payback. Yeah, you know, Raw was a different story.
She's not ready.
Did you see Great American Bash?
Mm-hmm. In NXT, Great American Bash?
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was hoping for, a rematch between Thea and Tiffany, because
yeah,
they had a little hiccup here and there, but the match was good. And I was like, if they can do that on their first pay-per-view, could this be a trilogy match that we're going to crown Thea, because she was going through some trials and tribulations. But I'm going to tell you the one that's probably going to take it from Becky. Hmm. Blair Davenport.
That's another one. Yeah, Blair's been cooking for a while.
And remember, they keep the NXT UK women, they resurface and slowly but surely, they keep coming back around.
Where is Miko Satomura?
That's like, what I was about to ask. Yeah.
I'm waiting for a repackage.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You're all these NXT UK.
That's another thing. That thing has always kind of had me wondering, because like you said, you do have that influx of NXT UK talent, and then like you still don't know like how they're kind of about to do this global expansion thing. The Triple H kind of talked about NXT Europe, I guess. Like, is that what they call it? NXT Europe.
So that would be interesting. I think it's gonna be Blair. I wouldn't be surprised if next week on NXT Blair Davenport doesn't cut a promo on Becky.
Hey, I mean I'm sure that everybody that needs a chance to work with Big Mama. It's gonna get a chance to do so, because it's like, look, man, we got Becky for a month and a half, so everybody that's good enough, this you better make sure, this is your chance to get in the ring.
Yeah, but she did. Becky looked like she was validated when she won. Did you see the look on her face?
Yeah, and that was another thing that made it special.
There you go. It looked like she was never NXT Women's Champion.
Nope.
Right. So it's
they gave her the SmackDown Women's Champion being the first. They gave her that rub in the record book that she was the first. Which I think was a good, I don't want to say consolation, but it was a good, we didn't give you the title while you were down there, but we're going to give you this title on SmackDown. You're going to be the inaugural SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the intermingling of the shows. You talked about it on Championship Culture yesterday when you talked about, you and Drew were talking about the European Championship and would it fit into today, and both of you guys made excellent points, and I couldn't agree with both of you more, and that's one of my favorite looking championships. One of my favorite championships. I don't know what it's about these second and third tier titles that I just fall in love with. I just do, though. And European Championship was one of those titles. And when you were saying, like you know, you kind of, Drew was like, you don't really need a European Championship with the influx of NXT, because you got Dirty Dom walking around with the NXT North American Championship. And it's like, it validates the NXT North American Championship because it's on the main roster in a main event feud. Like, Judgment Day is the hottest thing, the biggest players in that. The Bloodline is kind of ran its course and moving on to the different, you know, part of their story.
Ran its course.
No, I'm saying the way that it was. Like, it's not starting in the shows. No, it's not. It's transitioning. You know, most, because I would never say that. Like, it's never ending. Because
we still eat steak.
Nah, we gonna talk about it, because we. Oh yeah, that's gonna be funny.
Shout out to Sir Wolf. I got from him.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the influx of the NXT championships going back and forth. It's because, like, one is not put over the other, right? So you have NXT champion that's on the main roster that's involved, but you also have main event players that will go to NXT and compete and continue to bring validation to the brand. So,
shout out to CM, though, just jumped in. I told her, though, there was a birthday party. I said, be there later. There's a birthday party.
Oh yeah, definitely. She missed all the shenanigans, but you know,
It's okay. You can go back and catch those. But sorry, I gotta pour my water. Sorry. I didn't hit the mute button. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, that was me pouring water. I don't know if that was distracting you guys, but just wanted to be known. So
hey, but it's almost 12 o'clock. So it's, I gotta do my annual crack of Pepsi for my grandmother's birthday.
Right. You almost there. Did you get a York peppermint patty?
I didn't get the York peppermint patty. I'm gonna get that later.
Okay, that's cool. Now you got time. It's the day's just started.
Yeah,
brother. Ooh, brother Brandon. Brother Brandon. Point. Brother Brandon's gonna be dead tired tomorrow. It's too bad. I'm sorry, buddy. You got to deal with it. You see, it was cool with Dolphin Charlotte when in the New Day did it. Why? I agree. I don't see a problem with it at all, because it made, once again, Charlotte being an NXT Women's Champion was a big deal, and it made Rhea. It's like when Rhea finally caught her slipping. Even though she lost the match, it was a match that Rhea needed. And then you're looking at who Rhea is now. Now she's the one that's at the top of the food chain. But that process started. Mm-hmm.
I felt that was more political when Charlotte. And maybe you think so? Yeah, you know what it is too.
I was messed up.
It was pandemic time.
No, I'm talking about Charlotte politicking, and maybe because I was listening to a lot of Corey Graves' podcast, and you know he had called her out, and they had a fun conversation where she was like, he said, like, in 2020, like, you know, the end of 19, like, I don't feel like Charlotte is Charlotte. Like, she's not that same person. And she kept saying, you know, talking about her insecurities, and it felt like, let me go get this. I need a belt. I need a belt. And it didn't feel like that from Becky. You know, it felt like Becky was like,
it was okay,
handling unfinished business. Mm-hmm. And like the way the women are across the surface, they're kind of like on an even playing field, because when you watch the matches, it's almost like anybody can be anybody that day, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what makes the, again, I'm always going to give him his props. Producer Sean, like one of the best at what he does, because it's like must see TV, because you don't always know who's going to win. You could think, all right, yeah, but it's probably the least predictable of all the WWE shows.
Yeah, and I think because people are not as familiar with it all, you know. Yeah. So it's like it's not as hard to, and they only get a certain amount of time each week anyway, you know, and it's you have to, there's no way in the world you can really project what's going to happen there. So and I think that's, it has a bit of a Crash TV type of feel to it, where you just don't know what's going to happen, as Eric Bischoff will say. But Becky Lynch, your new NXT Women's Champion. I think it's great for business. But let me ask you this. We're going to skip around a little bit. What somebody else may be great for business. Maybe she is. Maybe she isn't. Nia Jax returns.
Yeah,
she makes her intentions. Yes, indeed. She makes her and her intentions very, very clear. I was happy to see her return. I know people assume she was going to return at the Rumble, but I know she had some personal health concerns. And she looked amazing. I think she did everything she was supposed to do to attack those things that she was concerned about. I have nothing but respect for the fact that she said, you know, she wanted to be healthier and, you know, get in better shape. And shout out to Charlotte Flair to help her do that. But Nia Jax returns and she looks like a million bucks. And like I said, she was has been one of the only few people that could dominate a Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley's been doing whatever she wants to do for the longest time, including controlling the Judgment Day. And we have returning Nia Jax that kind of made her intentions very, very clear. She had no picks, obviously. What do you guys think about Nia Jax finally returning to the WWE after some time away? I think the last time we saw her was at a Royal Rumble last year in January.
Yeah,
like you said, I love the fact that she took some time out to get healthy, but she needed to return. There was nobody else on the plate for Rhea and or Raquel. Like, who else do you have?
Yeah,
one of those two people right now.
Yeah, and it's, I think a dominant force is always a staple in professional wrestling, and you know the women need that as well, because it just, what it does is it just adds a different dynamic, and it's like you never know, you can go in a number of different directions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to see.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta have, like you said, you gotta have your everybody gotta have a test. And then this is Rhea's test, you know. Of course,
this is test.
I knew brother he was gonna do it. Brother, he was an attitude era connoisseur. That is the Eric Connoisseur. I knew
it was my man's, bro. Recipes, Andrew.
You know, and this is I'm glad Ciendol brought this up. Mm-hmm. Says return after Rhea said the bloodline was basically no more. Hint, hint.
Didn't even catch that one. Oops.
I mean, you know, I love this whole thing with Jey Uso and the Judgment Day. And Dom's a fan. Rhea's a fan. I'm a fan. I love this. I think, you know, in my head, because, you know, the bloodline is the greatest thing and should never break up. In my head, I fantasy booked this takeover of where Nia and Jey get together, and the whole time leading into WrestleMania, just when everybody think there's dissemination. You know, night one, we get the brother versus brother match, but night two, they all come together and standing there with Roman as he's holding up two belts at the end of the night.
You've clearly thought about this, but let's just go there. We're going to wrap up this show tonight with let's talk about the bloodline. Let's just jump right to it.
Before we say that, I'm gonna just say this about Nia Jax. Mm-hmm. I think she should have been saved as the final boss for Rhea. I think it's too soon. I wanted to see her go through more of the roster first, and Nia Jax be the final boss for her.
But what about what Brother Hugh said? What rest of the roster?
We got women that we haven't even seen.
Ain't nobody else.
I mean, now we talk about challengers, or we talk about contenders, because you know there's a difference, right?
So, all right, I'm gonna give you this name. Okay, look at Natalya. She went from a challenger to a contender in a week. Is how she was booked. Because remember, she got squashed for 1 week, and then next week she put on a match of like
she you did y'all forgot. Match.
Yeah, you think about it. She said, "Y'all forgot. I'm Natalya."
And that's why they don't put her on the next week. They're like, "Natalya, why would you do that? We don't have nobody else who's gonna wrestle that good next week, and now we got to cool you off again." I'm telling you, she has the same problem that Asuka had. She does, like, you're absolutely right. And then now, how you gonna follow that? Like, it's like, dang. If she comes back next week, she's gonna be out there looking like Chad Gable. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like, true. And they like, well, we didn't mean for you to have that good of a match to the point where Nata fans want you every goddamn week. We was just trying to have a moment. And she's like, nah, us did. Y'all keep disrespecting me. But you're absolutely right, Brother Brett. But that's, you can't have Natalya. You cannot have Natalya be a contender if you don't want her to be a contender for real, because she's going to out-wrestle everybody. No, I promise that. Listen.
No, Dynamite the way, though.
I promise it won't be no
Dynamite.
Listen.
The fact
that you're
calling you Dynamite the way.
Look. Oh, it's me and my good friend Tony. Who says that?
Well, let me ask you something. Your good friend Tony.
My good friend Tony.
Before we get in the bloodline, let's pivot real quick. Sorry, Brother Brandon, but I got to ask. Did he tell you the real number?
Oh, yeah. Now, before we got on the show, I said, somebody remind me. Say about the numbers. But
did you see what Dylan said earlier? Who going to pay for the tattoo removal?
Yeah. Wait, who got a tattoo?
Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
With a number, 81,000 something. He got a tattoo.
I wish I had the Michael Cole drop when Jimmy turned on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you didn't see he posted it. Dylan, fact check. It was like that Monday after.
I don't follow Will Ospreay.
I think it was like Monday or I feel like it was because the show was on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I think it was either that Monday or Tuesday he posted he was in the chair like just getting a tattoo.
This is bad. This is real bad. No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are not familiar with what we're talking about, Brian Nature, he sent us something in group text.
Every time.
From the Russell Purist, according to the local government, the numbers registered entering Wembley Stadium through the... What does it say? The turnstiles?
The turnstiles that you go in.
The turnstiles for AEW All In was actually 72,265, which goes on to mean that AEW All In was not the largest paid gate wrestling event in the history of professional wrestling in Wembley Stadium, whatever the case may be. And,
that's the name of the show. AEW lied about numbers.
just lied. Like, how do you get caught with your pants down like that? That's you talking about inflation. Hey, that's a whole different level.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Brother Brandon, I don't know if any of your jobs do this. Me and Dwayne used to work at the Almighty Blue Box. If you know,
Almighty Blue Box.
You know what? because I'm feeling good, we'll give him some free publicity. Best Buy, right?
Best freaking buy.
You know, they used to keep, you remember we had to walk in every time we came, like when we went to work. Yeah, we had to walk inside. We had to walk in the exit door because they didn't want us to go against the counter. How many tracking people, like they said, we're a technology store, so we track everything. So they track how many people walk through the door. If a retail store does that, right? What makes them not think? Like somebody should have been to say, like my man Tariq on Power. Every time, if y'all watch Power Book 2, you know what I'm talking about. Every time Kane go to do something crazy, go, Kane, think, bro, think. What makes nobody went to Tony and said, think, bro. They going to know how many people walked in the arena.
But you mean, I told you where he got that count from. I told you where he got that count from.
What?
Where you get it from?
He included all of the wrestlers, all of the people that put the stage together, the producers, the dogs that came with the people to the show. Mm-hmm. He included the bus drivers that brought the people to it, all the Uber drivers, and anybody that was dropping somebody off, and the people outside selling the t-shirts and the popcorn. But, he counted everybody that had a part in All Out. That's why he said 81,000.
Paid. So that means not only people that paid to get in, but people he paid to come there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everybody.
That's how you do it.
Everybody. The producers, everybody. You think about it. He had 746 wrestlers just in the back.
Oh, he said it's deleted. They said
but no, it's got to be a picture.
No, but okay, yeah. I remember
seeing it. Dylan, look for the picture. I think I was looking for the picture
because somebody had to screenshot it or ripped it, right?
I think it's
picked up.
Hold on.
Oh boy. Yo, can you imagine what y'all know how this is, like competition, right? Like I was at Best Buy when Circuit City went under, and it was like, shout out, we kicked it to Circuit. Yeah, we got friends over there, whatever, right? Can you imagine what the conversation was like when this report came out backstage at WWE?
Somebody, I know they bust out laughing. I know they bust out laughing, like, bro. And I, you know the crazy part is, I feel like they knew, though. I feel like they
just
give it time.
Wow. They had to.
Just give it time, and it's going to come out.
They know stadiums, and they know how much they have to fill in and how much. And with that awkward setup, that's why WWE sets up certain ways, and they take away
exactly.
seats.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, ain't no way. He probably told them open up an extra 10,000 seats to get that 81 number because remember they had the highest selling in one day. You know, the sad part is this takes me back to my point when I say Tony Khan, just shut up. You don't have to. I had 81,000 to sell seats, the highest ever. We had a good weekend. This is great. 81,000 sold tickets, the highest number grossing ever, and I fired CM Punk. 81,000 people. Dude, shut up. You just put your foot in your mouth now.
Your eyes aren't wide enough.
Because he just did a lot. I need more hair. I'm going to get me a wig.
I swear, if I ever see you with a Tony Khan wig on, it's over. It's just...
Oh, boy.
That's a wrap.
But you're absolutely right, though. He finds a way to stick it. And I feel like it's just like everything you brothers just said. I feel like WWE, they knew. They was like, bro, this is like, what is he talking about? Like, oh, no, he doesn't know how this game works.
People in there.
And it was just, and it's just to me, that's his inexperience. He gets excited. He just running with stuff. And it's like, hey, listen, you had a solid weekend. You had a hot, solid show. Show was okay. You know what I mean? But the presentation was great. But at the end of the day, now you're bragging about 81,000 large event. And it's like, now it's not because the numbers are the numbers. So it's like, you can't claim it. It's in the record books. But nice try, AW. Thank you, Brian H., for bringing that up. AW gets the donkey of the week. Isn't that what Flex On usually does? The Flex On usually do the try to be like the Breakfast Club and give somebody the donkey of the week.
Did Dylan see the video?
When he threw in the L's?
Yeah, right.
Take this out. What? That's what it was. The L of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, patreon.com
Oh, that's another one for Patreon.
Wrestling underscore. Oh boy, that's just gonna be called L of the Week. We witnessed something while we were working for Fox Sports Radio.
Hold up. Shout out to brother Brandon. I swear. So I'm on Twitter. So I'm on the job Twitter, right? And we posted this clip. Well, yeah. I posted this clip, and somebody just said, "No, the real question is, where did that TNA heavyweight championship come from?" And I was like, "The guy."
You know where it came from. You know where it came from.
I was like, "Cause I put the belt up for TNA Appreciation Night, and you know." And brother Brandon showed up. That's where it came from. I ain't gonna respond. That's, you know, that's giving away a connect.
Yeah, the guy. Oh man.
Yep.
But like I said, we're gonna this is what Dennis talking about. I'm trying to wrap up. It's like, the bloodline. That's just embarrassing. AEW, got to do better. You know how people say black for like black folks, we got to do better. AEW. For the love of God, cut it out. Anyways.
Tony Khan, just hire somebody else that you can just go around and play video games in the wrestlers. Let somebody else run the show and you can just go be a fanboy. Please. You got millions of dollars. You can pay somebody
half a million dollars
to just run your company.
He just wants to do it. Let him just conduct the business.
Okay. It makes sense now. That's why he put the video and said, "I swear I'm okay." Will Ospreay.
But he had one of him getting a tattoo.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I saw the video come out where he put a video. I said, "I swear I'm okay." I didn't know if Danielson said something crazy. Because, like, when I saw it, I was doing a show and I had AEW on. But I didn't know what the context of it. Now it makes sense. Because
it's all clear now.
Man.
It's going to be like his stepson's name or something next week. It's not because he loves his stepson. I respect that.
It's going to be IWGP. He's going to morph it into the logo for IWGP.
Listen, he got to morph it into something the same way they morph the numbers.
Dylan and CN Dog, they want it. They sending me all the videos, everything.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking for that one. He must have deleted it, but somebody had to have it.
Mm-mm-mm.
But he's getting that tattoo.
Somebody put it on the AEW patches.
Oh no. This just keeps getting worse.
Yo, I swear. Don't look. Oh man. You mean tell me this is and remember CM Punk talked about Vince McMahon and his stupid yes man?
Yeah.
Like,
who do you have around you, buddy? Tony.
Yeah. We've been asking this for 3 years, man. I think we need to I think next week I'm gonna have to premiere that episode of AEW that first AEW show we did, and we had to convince people we wasn't planning for them to fail. But literally right before we recorded that show, there was the reports that they couldn't decide on who their first champion was gonna be.
We had a lot of questions. We did two shows, right? We did the first show, we did the follow up. We gotta do
it. Yeah.
It's been too long since the last one, but I think we can cover the gaps. I'm not even going to go any further. We're going to end on that note. Like,
we're going to talk about main event Jey Uso next week.
Yeah, we'll get into that again. I thought I was going to talk about the bloodline because I'm proud of Jimmy and Jey Uso. They have two different established personalities and different characters.
Yeah.
It's not easy for like pure twin tag teams to kind of, first of all, develop their own personalities. And now they have their own intriguing pushes.
Jimmy's struggling.
Jimmy, I don't know his, I don't think, I don't know what his angle is, brother Brandon. Like, I feel like he's up to something. You know what I mean? I'm just like, dude.
No,
like,
that first of all, match with AJ, he was struggling.
I was about to say, first of all, because he realized, bro, it's a different ballgame.
Oh, I got a better tag.
It's definitely different. Yeah,
he didn't want no smoke.
Jey had a chance to be a singles competitor multiple times.
Jimmy's been getting out of shape a little bit too. We want to be honest.
That's the first thing I said.
Bad Uso again,
right?
You know,
right.
Remember he lost all the weight and we couldn't call him Fat Uso no more. They're like, oh
yeah, you starting to see, Uso. Starting to look a little. No,
back to wearing his t-shirt again.
Right.
But but I like what he's doing though. Don't get me wrong, because I feel like he's up to something. I think he's got something up his sleeve. For him to be, but Solo's like
cooking, man.
Solo's it. Solo's him. I think we finally get eventually the Judgment Day versus the Good Brothers and the OC, the mm-hmm. Bullet Club. It's because I remember that was supposed to be the feud before AJ went down, and AJ Styles kind of was pissed off about what happened the previous week. Goes to Anderson and Gallows and knocks the phone out to Finn, telling him, you guys are joking around, this is how it's going to be. And they look at him like, man, we told you not to get involved in the first place. But I think they're trying to, AJ Styles always has to get these guys, they're so comedic, but they always got to do something to get these guys serious again to show the world that they're a top tag team. And now I think eventually we get them versus, because I don't know why Finn and freaking Damian Priest attack AJ in the first place. And but we're going to get to the goddamn bottom of this because that's disrespectful. But I think eventually we're going to get.
How you feel about me and Yim in the group?
I think she, I'm glad she has something to do. I think she's out of place, but I think she fits because, you know,
right.
She was there for, you know, for Karrion Kross, that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm glad she gets to hang with the top guys. So she has something, like she won't get lost in the sauce. You know, so I don't mind her in the group. If they don't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She doesn't bother me as much, but
I think this is more of a, this is more about the stuff backstage and the road life.
As she's got to be in the group. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish, but I'm gonna tell you why in a second.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking more like this is like, you know, just it's that, you know, that kind of like what Diesel was doing with Shawn Michaels, even though obviously he had a bigger role, but he was getting that first class front row seat lessons watching him and Shane McMahon, him and Razor Ramon, where he just stood there ringside. So I think with her, she gets that like that up close and, you know, personal. But go ahead.
I about to say she has to be in the group because that's who's going to do Rhea. Rhea has changed the game. Yeah. And I think it's good because every time, like, think about it. When Judgment Day first kind of got
there, hold on. He just came through. Drew Willingham, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is, man. Just get out. Drew, we shouted you out earlier, brother. Go back and watch the earlier part. Trust me.
I'm excited because I'm ready for all his football content because I know it's going to be good this season.
It's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm. Drew, I know you got the Ravens winning the Super Bowl, right?
You're going to
be like, nope.
Right.
But yeah, y'all make sure y'all subscribe to this channel. Saratoga Media, baby.
Did he get his 100th to be awesome? I'm not sure. It's a good question.
I wonder, did he get his 100th subscriber?
Right,
because he said he was only four ways, so he got 97. Yeah, he need 3 more subscribers to get to 100.
To his page, y'all click his button.
All right,
click
let's make that happen.
Profile and subscribe to his channel. We support everybody.
Rtoba Media on YouTube.
Yeah. All I remember is
drop that link.
I was on a show and all I kept hearing was Thomas Patrick Brady the second. And I was I'm like, yo, just dying laughing, man. But
yeah, man. Yeah, Drew. Yeah, man. Ravens Cowboys, man.
Promo in 0.3 seconds.
Listen to me. Listen to me. He goes into like he just flips and it's just like I just sit there like, yo, that was quick.
It's crazy how good he is.
He's talented. I'm telling you.
I'm watching Kingdom of the Ring 95.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a show about forgotten wrestlers. Y'all think we can pull it off?
Of course, book it.
And Hakushi.
Oh, why not? Let's go.
Hakushi and Bret Hart. That is
a match that is like a YouTube staple. Like the full match is on there. Like I don't know why. I feel like it's a match that like it's a cult classic where like it didn't get mainstream media, but a lot of wrestling fans really enjoyed that match.
Yeah, I remember hearing stories from Ruckus about wrestling when he wrestled Hakushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely a wrestler. Yo, the rivalry between Brett and Jerry Lawler.
Now you talking about
what you say, right?
No, I said he was a tough person.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I just checked out brother Brandon's shape up.
You see it?
Because of a certain angle, and then you see,
you see how subtle he's trying to be for his birthday. He's trying to be what you got. He got a whole thing jumping off. Heck yeah, man! Just you don't turn 18.
I got a little Beijing going.
Nah, he keep on trying to.
You stop it.
Be all coy, nonchalant, but
you know I was gonna say, so I had to catch myself. I had to think about
it. I'm thank you. He was almost there. He was almost there.
The red light. He was.
He was almost there. Dang it!
It was. I caught myself.
But the bloodline is far from over. Man of Jey Uso. I thought it was funny when I was trying to watch the show and I got a text. Hey, brother, he goes, dang, he cripping now.
No.
And I was like, what is he talking about? And I turned it on and I was like, yo, all you see is Manny McJason in straight blue. He got blue hair, blue gear, blue Brandon.
Everything.
I said, dad, I guess he was serious when he said no more bloodline. Like, that's just, I thought that was really funny. I said, yes.
The palm trees.
Yeah, I was about to say, tell him about the palm trees. Yeah.
Bro. The
palm trees.
I say, yo,
it's just got me, Oos. When that music hit the first time, I said, that's just me, Oos. Oh, wait a minute. Triple H couldn't make that metal. He said, no, just go to the studio and re-record it.
Right. And he felt every word of that.
Yeah.
I love it. I think I need you to go back and re-record it. We're going to just turn up the guitar a little bit, but it's still going to be the same song.
Bro, the ad libs are just funny on that joint too. I forgot what he said his ad libs, but he was so fired up, bro.
Made him in James in your city. Just
me, hey, Oos. I was about to say big DMX vibes, man. Big DMX vibes.
Hey, what? I'm just like, wait a minute. So it's just you, but Dale said, yeah. Hey. Made him in your city. I was like, oh, okay. It's just me, Oos. The party got me. And you see, he got everybody doing this. I said, that's his thing. That's his thing. That's
you said it, though, before.
Oh, I hated that, bro.
I still hate that Bobby stuff, bro.
Oh,
but,
man.
But I saw, when the pay-per-view, when he fought Roman, he started, I said, oh, he's making it his thing. Yo, and we came through the crowd. They was good loving
dance,
his interview.
Hey, look, it's a good look on TV. Mm-hmm. Like when the way they hit that camera angle, top left, overshot, it's a beauty. It's like, I'm like, oh, okay.
Everybody's doing it. After he do this, they just be waiting for it. He ain't figured it out yet. He got to go to Cody Rhodes School of Promo. I mean, so he can know when to hit. So right, everybody can get it at the same time.
He not but used like, to doing his singles thing yet. He's getting there.
Yeah.
Like watching him develop.
Remember, Finn had to figure out what to do this. I was like, cut the lights on. Cut the lights on me. Only on me. Because everybody waited for that part. But he'll get there. That's why I said Jimmy in trouble.
I just need them to get a different move set for real.
10 months.
My bad. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Brian. My bad. I was just saying I need the Usos to get a different move set.
I agree with you because that's the first thing that Team 3D did when the Dudleys first split up. Like Bubba worked a very different style.
Mm-hmm.
Right, then what he worked when he was directly teamed, and even his Bully Ray stuff is not the same. I don't see Team 3D when I see Bully Ray. Like I see a different set of offers. And D-Von was kind of the same way too, though.
D-Von had on knew how to be a singles competitor faster than Bubba, because D-Von TNA D-Von was a better singles competitor than WWE. F when they split them because it was like
Deacon Devon
stuff.
Oh, that was worse.
Reverend Devon and Deacon Batista
because it took away from his wrestling. Because Bubba really went straight hardcore. He said, "I can wrestle." But when he was in TNA, it was like Devon, and they didn't even look like. But then when they came back together, they're like, "Oh, that's the Dudleys." Okay.
And then Bubba Ray was dancing. He was dancing at first, looking like he's looking like the Ninja Turtle. He was looking like the Ninja Turtles from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right,
Secret of the Ooze. I said, bro, you
bring it up.
Go that, Ninja,
dog.
Go Ninja, go.
It made me ask you about your boy, Matt Cardona. he say tired.
I think I don't know if we've had this conversation before, and I think the problem is he wants full creative freedom. He's not going to get that in WWE because it's not that respected, but he feels so disrespected because he's the hottest thing on the indies right now. And it's like, he's one of the biggest name draws. And he feels like, you could tell he has sour grapes. No, because
when that tag team belt was going to be his last, come on back.
He thought.
And then he's watching his wife just thrive. Like Chelsea Green is amazing. Like she's really coming out of her shell and He's kind of just like
she me. Had that in her.
I'm telling you, I didn't see it until Impact. I told you, I say it to this day. She got cut. She signed with Impact, and I don't know if it was Mickie James and somebody in the ring, and she got in the ring, and she interrupted them like, okay, hold on, real quick question. And she got in the ring, and I was like, oh, I didn't know she had that much personality. Like,
because she was just a blue jacket.
Right. She would just smile. Well, I mean, leather jacket wearing, and
let me smile at you and come to the ring. Oh, dang, I broke my hand.
Oh, her manager was Robert Stone, Robbie E., Brian H.'s guy. And she was kind of flat, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, this personality comes out. So I feel like Matt Cardona is tired, man. Like he rips, he runs. He's got Steph Delander that's with him. He's trying to get her over because she's a former NXT girl that got cut. And but it's just like it after worked. A while, yeah. And it's true, but after a while, there's just nothing to do. You've done everything, and it's just like at this point,
but so many titles to hold.
Exactly. I think he feels like at this point, I should have earned enough to be respected to say, okay, now come back and be a main event guy or major player. Now he's just. They're not giving him that type of respect. So
he want the ball, and he said nope. But it's okay, Matt. It's okay.
It is okay. And like I said, man, it's there's so much has happened this week in professional wrestling. There's so much that's probably going to happen this upcoming week. So definitely, wrestling fans, stay tuned, stay locked in to everything that's going on. What did Brandon see now? I know he saw something.
Bad haircuts.
Wow.
The King of the Ring Finals, 95. Y'all know who was in it?
Brutus and Barber Beefcake.
No. Brutus had good hair.
Oh, my goodness. Did you what?
No.
WCW?
No. It also is Savio Vega and Mabel.
Oh, wow.
First, I was like, wait a minute.
Fades and Mohawks.
And Savio Vega got the little S and the V in the back, and then he got the little, I don't know what that is, but yeah, but you know, shout out to WWE having two people of color in the finals for the King of the Ring, because you know, Mabel was the third man.
Anyways,
Bishop always, you know, he made Mabel a shirt was the
third man. Yeah, he definitely did. This was boxinggimmicks.com. Mabel was the third man. But we definitely want you all to follow us on all social media platforms at Wrestling Realm. Subscribe to our Patreon, Twitch, and YouTube at The Wrestling Realm. Once again, we want to wish a special happy birthday to the Belt King himself, Brandon the Guy. We hope you enjoy your birthday, buddy. It's I know you got some shenanigans coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, so that should be fun. That should be a blast. He's good. Look, Wooden got himself a new championship belt on a white strap. It's all good.
As Drew would say, he gonna be in the streets.
There you go.
In the streets.
In the streets. He's getting real out here.
It's getting real out here in these streets. any last words, brothers, before we wrap this up?
Nah, just happy birthday.
EKO.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I'm mad that Dwayne, it only took one episode for him to figure out these of the planet. I'm so mad. I thought we just knew this is going to go on for a while.
Bro, no, that's because I know you. That's what you try to do. That's what you're going to try to do. I said, bro, nah.
You didn't catch the second one.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to go back and watch the show again so I can make sure I catch it. Because I was so hopped up. Like, oh, yeah, he thought he got over. Like, I was blinded by trying to catch the first one that I completely missed the second one. There he is out here in these streets. But
happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, happy birthday to our good brother, Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next week as we talk about whatever happens next week.
Becky Lynch versus Blair Davenport.
Exactly.
No, we gotta just figure out these numbers.
Yeah, there you go. We gotta figure these. Definitely gotta figure these numbers out.
We have 1 million people watching tonight here at the wrestling. Yeah.
I know, right?
I thought it was 1.2, but I got it wrong. You're probably right.
But see, because we count every single letter from every single comment, plus their names and characters, plus the names and description of the characters, plus our name.
With time, they hit the comments.
Bingo. And the digits, so, too. Yep.
And they did it at 1224. That's 1,224. Right?
I mean, it's gotta be, right?
That's how you get to your million followers.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh
man, ladies and gentlemen, please join us next week. Hopefully we come back. Hopefully we don't get kicked off the air. It's like, no, we'll definitely be back next week. Stay tuned, stay locked in, stay watching wrestling. Enjoy yourself. We wish him, Brother Brandon, a happy birthday. Everybody else that may be celebrating a birthday today too, happy birthday to you too. YouTube.com/wrestling/wrestlingrealm. Also check out the championship culture at youtube.com/wrestlingrealm. Championship culture playlist. There's so much more to come. There's so much more to talk about. And don't forget, even though it's maybe a Wrestling Realm show, every belt still has a story, and that holds true, just like this championship that I have right here. And I will tell that story on patreon.com/wrestling_realm. We out of here. Peace. Mr. Man, Ryan Waters.